You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? My name is Chance Bradford Trahan. I'm a U.S. presidential candidate, and my link is chance.money. That's what's up. I just took to the streets of Laguna Beach and said that over and over again. I just want you to know that today was the most difficult day to campaign. There were a lot of people that were pro-Trump. That's okay. It's their choice. But if they're pro-Trump, they're pro-trafficking. You should look up everything you can about the human trafficking and sex trafficking industry. What you'll find out is that it's vast and that there's lots of money to be made in it. And it's a very sick industry to be in. I had people flip me off, give me a thumbs up, give me thumbs down, two thumbs down. And it's funny because even whenever I told people, check out my link and then tell me that, they absolutely defied it. They don't want to look at the link. They don't want to educate themselves. Okay? I'd like to say that's okay, but it's not. It's really not. You really should do your research. If there's a presidential candidate out there, you should do your research about him. Not just dismiss him because you don't like what he's got to say. Let me back that up. Or dismiss him just because you like Trump. Well, you can like Trump all you want, but he don't like you. And I stand by that statement. Because if he liked you, he wouldn't allow you to be forced to stay inside. I just wanted to pause so you guys can think about that for a second. He's not standing up for your rights. He says he is. And I was told today that you should judge a man by his actions. Believe me, I'm judging him by his actions. That's the whole reason I'm running for president. His actions led me to run for president. What are his actions? Well, not very many. But let's talk about what he has done. He's flip-flopped on the Second Amendment. And if you don't believe me, then why did he ban bump stocks? Why did he listen to people whenever they came into the White House and talked about the reasons why we should not have a Second Amendment? I mean, really think about that. I want you to really drive that into your brains, because this is a man who says he's a staunch defender of the Second Amendment. Yet he has flip-flopped on the issue more times than I can even care to count. I can't even believe it. I don't believe the fact that he is he's a Second Amendment pretender. He sent Kaya Jones out of all people to go around talking about the Second Amendment and why we should all have guns, but then turns around and bans bump stocks. That right there should tell you all you need to know about him. You know, he is very against free speech. He's a dictator. He, like, every essence of the word, he is a dictator. When they knew that I was going to start running for president, they're like, oh, better put Trump in. Trump, it's time for you to quit being a bench warmer and get in there and do something. Well, he got in there, and what has he done? Let me tell you something. I told this guy, I said, I built Trump. He had no idea what to say at first. I built the Trump campaign. I built Trump. And now I'm gonna build Trump. The man owes me. You know, I may have volunteered to help him get elected, but the man owes me. He owes me an apology. He owes me an explanation about the Las Vegas shooting. He owes me an explanation, and whenever I say me, I'm including you guys. He owes us all an explanation on why he's taking money from Putin. Putin, whatever, Pukin. Why is he taking money from him? That's the biggest thing to solve right now. Why is Donald Trump taking money from the Russian leader, Putin. What, to keep his mouth shut? To keep allowing the trafficking to happen? I really want to know. I mean, he's on Air Force One with Dana White, the owner of UFC, for what? What business do they possibly have together besides something that has to do with the Las Vegas shooting? That's why I'm asking for the transcripts of that conversation. Do they exist? That's what I really want to know. And why? Okay, since we're judging a man on his actions, Mr. Biker Man, why is the FEC, who rules over the federal elections, I mean, it's a commission, Federal Election Commission, why is he crippling them? Answer that. Why is this man crippling the Federal Election Commission, who could come in and bust his ass right this very second? Okay, now I'm going to explain this to you in a little bit greater detail. There needs to be a quorum, which is four or more people, to vote on if they're going to investigate a candidate or not. And until he appoints a new one, there will not be a quorum. There is only three people in the Federal Election Commission, so they can't vote on shit. You heard me right. He's made it to where he can do whatever he wants right now, and the Federal Election Commission will not step in. They will not investigate him until he appoints a fourth, fifth, and sixth member. I stopped at fourth because that's all they need, is that fourth one, and he has run everybody out of the Federal Election Commission. Change my mind. Tell me he's not. Tell me he didn't do that. Because if he didn't, then why is he not appointing anybody? Hello? Why is this man crippling the FEC? You gotta wonder why. Why am I Trump's biggest secret? You gotta wonder why. How come Trump doesn't want you to know about me? Why is he carried on and on about this virus and had the media carry on and on about this virus and then turn around and call the media evil and treat them like crap? And then act like he's playing duck, duck, goose whenever he wants somebody to ask a question to answer. You. Like, are you guys even watching what's going on right now? You know, people say to turn off the news, but turn it on. See what they're saying. Listen to the bullshit that they're giving you. Like, really listen to it. And understand that this is all Trump's doing. These are all his scripts. And believe me, he's in cahoots with George Soros. Who? Trump is in cahoots with George Soros, the guy who profited, along with Jim Murren, off of the Las Vegas shooting. Why has Trump done nothing about the Las Vegas shooting? Tell me that. Really, tell me. How come Trump is allowing all these people to profit off of insider trading? Because it's filling up his pockets. They're paying him not to do anything. And he likes insider trading way too much. They have crashed the Disney stocks, deemed their DVDs non-essential sales, and believe me, if you follow the money on who is betting that all these stocks would crash, you'll find out. You'll know who's behind all this. And the SEC will not do anything about it. How do I know? Because I called the SEC. They took a report from me. The report disappeared. They didn't follow the right protocol to do all that. It just up and disappeared, vanished into thin air. Then whenever I called again to ask about it, and they told me that it didn't exist, why didn't they take a report that time? Why aren't they taking my reports? How much are they profiting to not take my reports? But remember, we're judging a man on his actions, right? Oh, he's a man of action, huh? Okay, sure. He's doing wonderful things, right? Okay. Sorry, but I don't believe you. And I'm not gonna. Because it's not true. Judge a man on his actions. That's what I'm told today. Judge a man not by his words, but by his actions. Okay. Let's judge a man on his inaction to convict Hillary. Oh, but you don't understand the deep state. The deep state. Oh, they're jumping in the middle of it. They're making sure it doesn't happen. What makes you think Trump isn't part of the deep state? Because he says he's not? I thought we were judging a man by his actions and not by his words. Because if we were judging a man by his actions, I mean, I think you get the rest. I think you understand where I'm going with this. It's ridiculous. The amount of political extortion going on is freaking nuts. It's like a free-for-all inside the White House. It's the reality TV show inside the White House. So what has Trump's actions got to do with all this? What? Oh, okay. Here's one. There's a stack of bills that he signed into law. Let's say about 3 feet high. 2 to 3 feet high. I don't know. It was high. And I got the picture to prove it. And if you think I'm high, you're crazy. Because I saw this with my own eyes. I got the picture to prove it. Because he didn't put a veto into play until I asked him, why are you not vetoing anything? Then one bill came. Oh, veto. That was his words. Veto. It was presented to him. Oh, veto. Yeah, you had the power to pull a veto a long time ago. What are all these bills you signed? What are all the bills that Trump signed into law? Is it all the ridiculous crap that's going on right now? Did it really take that many bills to do it? And if he's signing that many bills into action, then we must be worried. We need to be worried. We should be worried about Trump's actions. There are so many people that don't like Trump, that come out against Trump. But if there's that many people that are coming out against him, how come there's no proper investigation into him and everything's deemed as a witch hunt? Anything anti-Trump and investigating him is a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. What, is he a witch now? Is that what's up? Trump is a witch. He needs to be burned at a stake. Like, I don't get it. What are you trying to say here? What are you really trying to say? If we should judge a man by his actions, what are you really trying to say? That you're pro-trafficking? I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And you know what's funny? I brought up the fact that, okay, well, Osama bin Laden is really Barack Hussein Obama. What, they laughed and said that I lost them now. That's fine. You know what I told them? I said, all truth goes through three stages. You ever heard that saying? They said, no. So first, it's pretty much opposed. Then it's violently opposed. And then you just have to shut up and accept it. You're going to have to accept the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is Osama bin Laden. Straight up. DJ Khaled is his son. Change my mind. You can't. Fake pipe bombings didn't change my mind. The COVID-19 didn't change my mind. How are you going to think that coronavirus is going to change my mind? You know, I just get the feeling that somebody's going to try and convince me that I got it. Yeah, right. Bullshit. Okay, let me get this right. It's an asymptomatic disease, which means you're showing no symptoms, but if you have the symptoms, visit your doctor. Okay. Now, I was interviewed by the news today at Laguna Beach while I was at the protest. But before I was interviewed, there was a woman being interviewed who was a healthcare worker. She said all her family's got it. Everybody she knows has got it. Everybody's got this virus. Oh, yeah? Why aren't you wearing a fucking mask? She's got it around her fucking neck. She doesn't have it. She's not. She's being interviewed now. Oh, gotta remove the mask. Gotta ignore all precautions. And what does she say? She's like, well, I'm just wearing the mask because and I couldn't hear because it's not important. Whatever she said is not important. The important thing is, the important fact is the fact that she's lying. So many people are in on this lie. That's what you don't understand, because they're in on the scam. Do you understand what I'm saying? The coronavirus is a scam. Hospitals and doctors and all them are profiting up to 3 times the amount that they would off a normal patient. So you're damn right they're gonna say, oh, everybody's got the Roni. Everybody's got it. My mama's got it, your mama's got it, everybody's got it. You probably got it, and I don't got it, but you probably do. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Save yourself the fucking trouble. Save your fucking breath. Because one day you're gonna actually need it. When you're on one of those ventilators for real, and they shove a tube down your throat, down your esophagus, and it spreads germs down into your body, and you really will be gasping for your last breath. Really think about that. The ventilators are what's getting people sick, not some fairy tale virus that doesn't exist. I mean, use your brains. Even Trump supporters were out there talking about the coronavirus doesn't exist. It's fake. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. We all know. We all know. They're not convincing anybody and shutting down all this crap to convince us. It's not working. Law enforcement is seemingly on my side. You know, this whole thing is ridiculous. Everybody's sick of it. Not sick with it, sick of it. They hate it. They can't stand it. They don't want to deal with this crap anymore. And who would want to? I know I don't. It's ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous. Shutting down the beach. Get the fuck out of here. Gavin Newsom. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously. Get impeached, motherfucker. I'm so sick of this shit. You can turn this off because I'm cussing. I don't care. I have had it up to my fucking eyeballs with this shit. And you should too. I know you have. You're sick of being stuck inside. I know you have. Because you're all outside driving around the fucking block at Laguna Beach. Tons of you. Tons of you. Lots of you. With mask, without mask, doesn't matter. You're still outside. In the crowds. In the crowded areas. With your windows rolled down. You know, the amount of people that didn't support me versus the amount of people that did support me today, it's vast, the difference. Every now and then, I get somebody flipping me off, thumbs down, whatever, right? I think maybe three people flipped me off, and about three people gave me thumbs down. Do you know how many people honked and said, yeah, keep at it, keep going, you're very essential, keep doing what you're doing? Lots of people. Tons of people. The hugest amount of people. Everybody and their mama type of people. It's ridiculous how many people did support me versus how many didn't. Everybody wanted to listen. Everybody wanted to know what I had to say. And believe me, those who support me loved the fact that I'm even there.